Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. That's Sir Elton bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with Stephen Russo, become a great member of our Brain Trust, Executive Vice President at Eclipsis. And we're talking about cryptocurrency. We're talking about the future of money. So, Stephen, we're going through a period right now. We're entering a period right now where there's going to be great disruption. Right now, cryptocurrency is a fringe sector. Most people are not involved in cryptocurrency, and they don't have any, they don't own any, they're not doing business with it. They're starting to learn a little bit about it, but it's very much different for them. But it is something that's not going to go away. And tell us what your thoughts are on the future of cryptocurrency.
I think you hit it on the head, Jim. Cryptocurrency is here to stay. And I don't think that there's any argument about that today, like there was even a year or 18 months ago where people were talking that, you know, Bitcoin is going to go away and Ethereum is going to go away and these are just Ponzi schemes and pyramids and et cetera. That's just not the case. You can see now that whether it's we're talking about Facebook coming out with their own coin, JP Morgan Chase, you know, some of these larger entities, financial institutions coming out with their own digital currency. Will you see some of the larger entities starting to begin to take cryptocurrency? There's actually ways to spend cryptocurrency now literally worldwide because there's conversion applications and methodologies to,
but the issue that the cryptocurrencies have is their validity, right? What? How much do we trust them? How much do we? I mean, I remember when I was in Italy. I was in Italy when the euro was coming on board, and even though the dollar was a little bit lower in value, like about 5% lower in value than the euro was, Italians would still take my dollar over the euro because they trusted it more. And so when you've got all these currencies out there, isn't that going to create a lot of confusion?
It can, but you will not see as many out there as there are out there today.
Over 2,000 right now, I think.
I think that you're going to find that a good 35 to 50% of them are going to go away. So it's kind of look at this as the, maybe you could look at it, Jim, as like the dot-com era. If you go back into the late 1990s and dot-com started coming out when someone had an idea on a napkin and millions of dollars were thrown at companies for an idea to build a company.
Right.
Well, what happened? The bubble burst, right? 1998, 1999, and all of a sudden, you know, many of the dot-coms went away. But who survived? The strong survived. The real dot-coms.
But they were still doing business with the same currency. The currency never changed from 97 to 2001. The way we exchanged value, the way we stored value in a currency didn't change. This is at the heart of how we store and trust the transfer of value. This is a major disruption that's about to happen here. And when you say that it's going to replace the dollar, right now most people don't think about it like this, Stephen. But the dollar is the United States of America's most powerful offensive and defensive weapon. What do you think?
It is because the dollar money makes the world go round.
Oil and natural gas is denominated in dollars. It's the safe harbor currency of the world. If you start diluting that value, then you start diluting the power, the sovereignty of the United States of America. Is the government going to allow that?
Well, very interesting question, Jim, and the reason is they will. And it's actually the best thing for the nation. Whether the dollar, whether the United States dollar is paper or digital, does not change that aspect of power, does not change the aspect of the dollar other than it's digital.
But if I tell you, I don't want to do business with you in dollars, I want to do business with you in Jim coin or Stephen coin, that dilutes the value of the dollar.
Well, it could de-minimize it if the paper dollar and the digital dollar both existed at the same time. And that'll happen for a very, very short time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about the digital dollar, Jim, what does it do for the government? What does it do for the country? Well, the basis starts with there has to be security around it. And, of course, that's where crypto comes in, is being mm-hmm. able to secure those keys on and off the blockchain. But the long and short, Jim, is think about the digital dollar and what it delivers to the United States government, for example. Okay, let's start out. First of all, taxes. How many cash businesses operate in the United States where people are not paying tax because mm-hmm. they're taking cash in their business? Well, when you're
so are you talking asset, about? I've got to go to a break. See, are you talking about putting the dollar on the blockchain? Is that what you mean? Turning the dollar into a crypto
on a
blockchain?
Question.
So that's what
there
you're.
No
see,
question.
That's different. That's a different story than Amazon coin or Facebook's global coin becoming an alternative to the dollar. Making the dollar, putting the dollar on blockchain, that's a different story. That maintains the sovereignty of the dollar. That's a different thing. And we're going to talk about this some more with Stephen Russo. He's bringing up some topics, folks, some issues that we're going to have to deal with that we haven't really talked about before on the show. And I think it's important that we have this debate. Tim Till, right back with Stephen Russo. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.